This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
New South Wales health organisation ACON has launched a new training website for health professionals and organisations to improve their inclusion practices and better serve LGBTI clients, customers and staff. So how does it work? It's simple. You head to pridetraining.org.au and find out the best way to create a more inclusive working place for your staff and your business. Delivering an organisation or individual's access to that information into their own hands via e-training, businesses can actually reach out and get the help that they need at the click of a button. It is training after all, so there's a little more to it than that. But getting the right support in the workplace is so important, especially within our transgender and gender diverse communities, as well as the intersex population. We have repeatedly heard from members of our communities that when they go to medical professionals, they have to educate them or the GP simply doesn't know what to do. But training such as this helps level the playing field on a professional level and create greater understanding of the diverse needs of Australia's LGBTI communities. Accessing the information is simple and you can engage with it in the way that works best for you and your organisation. Dean Arcuri speaks with ACON's Managing and Training Coordinator, Joe Lon.
Why was it an important step to be able to set this website up in this way and allow this access for this information for health professionals and organisations?
You know, I think that it was important for us to be able to do this so that it was centralised in one place. Previously, we were hosting e-learning with a different provider and then kind of pushing people there. And so having it all in one place and having this registration all in one place is very important for us. And plus, it's kind of that payment side as well. So it can handle everything from, you know, the trainings that we have, plus the trainings that we're funded to do, for instance, by the Ministry of Health, which would be free for, you know, a healthcare professional. They're able to go in there and still register, and then it actually will register them for the course as well. So, you know, we're offering e-learning because that's something that we have had several requests for that, you know, in the rural regions of Australia. But then we also are able to come to any city and be able to perform, you know, trainings for organizations. We're going to be running public offerings in Sydney so that we can have a public course offering that's always going to be ongoing here that'll be run out of ACON in Surry Hills. So we've already, you know, had several organizations from Melbourne reach out to us requesting training. So it's exciting to be able to expand.
Why was it important to set up a space like this and have training in this way, and why did ACON want to do that?
I think there's this need to make sure that LGBTI people and communities have better service and better healthcare, you know, options out there. And we really know that there's, you know, individuals that haven't been experienced and they experience roadblocks throughout, you know, trying to access service that really prevents them from getting the appropriate care and support. So with that, there's kind of this indirect impact of having poor health because, you know, they don't have the best options to go and seek out. And that can be related to, you know, past experiences or fear of not being taken seriously when they go to those offices or services, you know, fear of prejudice or discrimination or not even wanting to come out. And so there's a lot of this that if we teach people to be inclusive, that they will actually, you know, allow more people into their services and cater to more people, including those in the LGBTI community.
Do you think there's any concerns that, yes, we're making this more accessible and more convenient, but with it all being online, we cut away a voice of our community that exists or a space where we need to make sure people, to create greater understandings, hear conversations or hear from our voices?
Definitely. And, you know, part of the trainings, there are some that are going to be e-learning, but then there are some that are still in person. And we find, you know, having those facilitated sessions with somebody that is from the communities, walking them through, and especially people that are being introduced to, you know, the acronym LGBTI for the very first time, you know, having that person there so that they can see confusion in somebody's eyes really allows the learning to happen together. And we've seen, you know, great strengths around sharing those stories of people that are in the community. And that really ties in well with, you know, getting people to understand that we're just people. And we just want to have the same access to and care when we go into, you know, a service provider. And, you know, we did this survey. So one of our major projects that we're working on, which will be released later this year, is LGBTI suicide prevention for general practitioners. And it will be accredited through the RACGP. So, you know, those GPs can earn credits for taking this course. But one thing that we did is, you know, this needs assessment where we sent out the survey and, you know, contained statistics around our communities plus, you know, suicidality and what they knew about the rates and how they were different from the general population. And it was just astonishing to get some of the information back from general practitioners around what they thought was high or low, or even what they thought sexual orientation was. So we understand that there's this very big gap in this field that if we can set a baseline, that will make services so much more accessible. But then if we can actually work towards making services inclusive, that will just open the doors up to so many more people. There will be 20% off all through the month of July using the discount code RAINBOWLAUNCH at checkout. All of those notes or all of that information is available on the website as well. So if people don't see it, it's going to be theirs. We're really happy and excited to be able to kind of create this more inclusive space for people. And hopefully it provides better service out there for, you know, millions of people.
So I guess the important thing here is the fact that it's not just a, here you go, you've done this, you get a certificate, there's a tick, but you've created a really important database that gives people access to really get the basic understanding they need to.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.